the united decision of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party following a lengthy meeting and a very worthwhile discussion at yesterday's Parliamentary Party meeting. It was decided without a vote that there would be, that Fianna Fáil would not be fielding an internal candidate for the presidential election. I think we now must move forward from here.
Was this the only decision the Fianna Fáil Party could make? Because it was probably inevitable that Fianna Fáil would have been slaughtered at the elections again.
Well, I wouldn't accept that at all, and in fact I was particularly vocal on this issue over the last number of months. However, in the end of the day, it was decided following deliberations that it was probably in the best interest of the party not to contest this particular election. The presidential election, of course, is a different election to any other election. It's a one-off election. There are other elections coming up in the near future, including the Dublin West by-election. And I'm of the very strong opinion that we need to make sure that we're very clearly focused on that particular election and indeed in the forthcoming local and European elections, which are only now just under 3 years away.
It's the first time in the party's history that they won't contest the national election. Is Fianna Fáil finished as a political force?
Of course that's not the case, because if that were the case, Fianna Fáil would not have contested the last general election. The people spoke at the last general election. We lost very many seats, and we have a massive job to do in terms of rebuilding the party. But more importantly than that, in my view, our focus must be on being a credible opposition, both in the Dáil and in the Seanad, and replicating the real and live issues that are affecting every family up and down the country at the moment.